This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Belarusians filled the center of the capital, Minsk, on Sunday in the biggest protest so far against longtime President Alexander Lukashenko's re-election a week ago. The country's leader countered with thousands of his own supporters holding their... AP's Karen Chavez has more.
As Lukashenko's supporters waited for his appearance at the rally, many chanted Lukashenko's nickname of Babka, or father. The president, who spoke at the rally, vehemently rejected any possibility of holding a rerun of the vote, as anti-government protesters claimed the election was a sham and alleged results were manipulated. Meanwhile, large crowds streamed towards the site of an opposition rally about a mile and a half away, the ninth straight day of anti-government rallies. About 7,000 people were arrested over several days of protests, which police harshly tried to put down with clubs, rubber bullets and flash grenades. Many detainees were later released, complaining of brutality from police while in custody and showing extensive bruises. I'm Karen Chamas.
Police in Thailand say an anti-government protest in Bangkok drew more than 10,000 people on Sunday. This is the largest political demonstration in years as a pro-democracy movement gathers steam. By Sunday evening, the protesters, who are demanding major democratic reforms, had taken over the busy intersection around Bangkok's Democracy Monument. On Sunday, the United Arab Emirates summoned Iran's charge d'affaires in Abu Dhabi to protest threats by the Islamic Republic's president over the UAE's decision to normalize ties with Israel. Hassan Rouhani said the UAE's decision to normalize ties with Israel was a big mistake and warned against opening the path of Israel to the region. The UAE said such rhetoric is unacceptable. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, telephone lines between the United Arab Emirates and Israel were opened on Sunday in a development that Israelis' communications minister felt is important for normalizing ties between the two countries. After France recorded its highest one-day rise in coronavirus infections since May, the government is pushing for wider mask use and tighter protections for migrant workers and in slaughterhouses. France's infection count has resurged in recent weeks, blamed in part on people crisscrossing the country for social events. As a result, Britain reimposed quarantine measures for vacationers returning from France. Authorities in Mauritius say the ship that ran aground, causing a major oil spill, has broken apart. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
A Japanese bulk carrier that ran aground off the coast of Mauritius, causing what some scientists are calling the island's worst ecological disaster, has broken apart. The MV Wakashio struck a coral reef in July, and earlier this month spilled around 1,000 tons of oil into waters that are home to endangered corals, fish, and other marine life. The full impact of the spill is still unfolding, but the damage could affect Mauritius and its tourism-dependent economy for decades, and removing the ship is likely to take months.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Officials in Somalia say at least five people were killed in a gun and bomb attack by suspected al-Shabaab fighters on an upscale beachfront hotel in the country's capital on Sunday. Security forces are struggling to regain control of the elite hotel in the Lido Beach area. Officials say the assailants appear to have taken hostages. Robert Trump, the younger brother of U.S. President Donald Trump, has died at the age of 71. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Robert Trump died Saturday night after being hospitalized in New York. A cause of death has not been released. In a statement, President Trump said, "It is with a heavy heart I share that my wonderful brother Robert peacefully passed away. He was not just my brother, he was my best friend. He will be greatly missed, but we will meet again. His memory will live on in my heart forever. Robert, I love you. Rest in peace." On Friday, the president visited him in the hospital. The younger Trump was a businessman who worked for the Trump Organization. In the president's book, Art of the Deal, he wrote, "Robert gets along with almost everyone, which is great for me since I sometimes have to be the bad guy." I'm Julie Walker.
The White House agreed Sunday that Democratic California Senator Kamala Harris is eligible to become vice president. This ends suggestions echoed by President Trump that she was ineligible if she is elected in November because she was born in the United States to immigrant parents. For more on the U.S. election, go to voanews.com. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.